Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, the Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Say you play ESPN, pops up on your smart speakers, you can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. You can hit us up on Twitter, at KeyJMX. So,
was he the first athlete?
What's that? Like the,
Michael Jordan, was he the first athlete to pump the
fist? We were talking about when Aaron Rodgers pointed down and was like, yeah.
You mean when he hit the shot over Elo? What are you talking about?
Jordan, he always
he
gave you
this. Oh.
He was
and
the
then
first
Kobe,
one.
Kobe did well, the whole.
Yeah, Jordan was the first one that I can remember giving the fist one.
I never thought about that.
Saw Aaron Rodgers. Well, I did it when I played too, but because I was copying Jordan too, so it's like, yeah, I think I'm Jordan.
I was a little white kid, couldn't jump off the ground with my tongue hanging out with my little Michael Jordan ball. Everyone wanted to be like Mike.
That's all right.
What was crazy about Kobe was a planet Earth, 7 billion people. Everyone's trying to be like Mike. He actually did it. That was what was nuts. He actually did it.
Yeah, I did it a little bit in junior high.
You could make the comment that Kobe might have done it slightly better.
Than who?
Than who?
Michael.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Okay. I'm not saying accolades. I'm not comparing.
No, just like NBA finals. Shooting percentages and stuff like that.
As a player?
No. Nah.
Okay.
People, by the way.
Hey, Max. I'm just telling you, from somebody who played a game at a very, very high level.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, people who played with and against them both, and they'll even tell you.
I think you
hear an interesting difference of opinions on that. I don't think it's one-sided like you think it is.
I think it's one-sided.
Well, you're a Jordan homer. I get it.
No, I'm not a homer. I hated Jordan. He killed the Knicks.
You are a Jordan homer. Stop it. Every time you try to compare anything to Jordan,
he's getting warmed up today.
And stuff all day long.
That's because it's the
up.
Truth.
Yates, as a hooper, am I lying?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
But here's the problem with people who didn't live through the Jordan thing.
I lived through the Jordan.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Yates. You too. But the point is this.
He said, okay.
The point is this.
And I played against him, and I studied Jordan. Have you ever sat down and watched Jordan film? Have you ever studied Jordan?
I've not studied Jordan.
Okay,
like
I studied
preparing
Jordan's.
To play him.
No.
That's what
now we're going to get surgical with it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I've studied over 100 hours of Michael Jordan.
That's not enough.
You know that, right?
You
know, I studied all of his moves, how he worked. You know, I've sat there with KD and watched hours upon hours of Jordan.
Okay.
So, and I watch hours upon hours of Kobe Bryant, too.
Right, so get surgical with it. And?
I'm telling you, I would say that Kobe might be slightly more offensively gifted than Michael Jordan.
Well, but that's different than the results they got.
That's what I just said. I'm saying accolades and results. I'm not comparing NBA finals.
But you can't, if you're saying, like, whose game would have played better against whom, whatever.
Might have been slightly better than Michael Jordan's.
But it was less effective.
What do you mean less effective?
Like, Jordan scored more efficiently, scored more often, won more often, played better under pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The better defender, shot it better.
Are you talking about playing under pressure?
Yeah. I
mean, you told me that Kawhi Leonard was better under pressure than Kobe.
Hey, man.
But
so
Michael
I'm
Jordan
just saying, I'm just taking it what you're saying with a grain of salt. But, now.
Wait, no, we're
on
talking
the
about,
whole basketball no, conversation.
Hold on. Kawhi is one of the all-time great pressure players. I don't know.
Max, stop. Let that argument go. Kellerman, don't die on that hill.
Max Kellerman.
You died on that hill a long time
Max
ago.
Max Kellerman.
No, it's not. The sample size is exponentially smaller.
That's true.
And exponentially smaller.
And so it changes.
So don't base it upon numbers.
But you're changing it to Kawhi. Let's talk about Michael and Kawhi.
I am talking about Mike.
Police Sears. Relax. Jay, you're on First Take today at 10 a.m. Eastern. This is a different show.
This is when Max and I get hyped
this
about
it. This is a different
show. This is okay. This is allowed.
Yes.
Thank you for calling
Let's
us
go
down.
Back into our show.
Well,
you will be on First Take later, Jay.
We were talking about, he's in First Take mode. He sucked me into
it. Yes, that's what I just said.
Let's see you transition from this.
Yeah.
Like that. Watch this transition. Like this. You think we did a whole segment on that? We're about to do a whole new segment.
That was that little
Aaron Rodgers still hasn't made a decision.
That was that little ball you put in front of the
Max.
Yeah. What, me? What?
Aaron Rodgers still hasn't made a decision about his future with the Packers. Does that sound familiar? Packers coach Matt LaFleur talked about finding a balance between letting Rodgers know they want him back and the fact that Jordan was the greatest player. No, he didn't say that. And the fact... and not being too annoying with Aaron Rodgers. Listen to this.
What is the waiting like for you?
I mean, you can only control what you can control. So you just, you know, try to make the best of it and try to have consistent communication. And, you know, I told him I don't want to be overbearing and tell him every day how much we love him and how much we want him back. But so you just want to be respectful of his space and allow him to, you know, think through everything clearly without being annoying, I guess.
I mean, really what Coach is talking about, Key, is game. He's saying, like, I got to have a little game here. I can't, like, I'm just, oh, no, please, and because it makes you kind of a less attractive place if you're going too hard.
Yeah, just take a peek around the corner every now and then and go back. That's all he's doing. Take a peek around the corner, go sit back down in the seat, walk past the desk a little bit. Hey, how you doing? He's going about your business. You know, because if you sound too thirsty, now you all of a sudden become a stalker. And he doesn't want to do that. They don't want to be stalkers to Aaron Rodgers. They want to make it like, you know, we respect the space and we want you, you know, but I also understand you need some time to think about it, but just let me know.
Key, one of my boys.
It's like dating a chick or something, right?
That's what it sounds like, game.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're trying to game them.
One of my boys owns this company called Velocity Black, and it's like essentially it's like an online portal where it's a concierge service. You ask whatever you want, you type it in. Boom, automatic response. You got five or six people that are working on your account that given time, find you price quotes, whatever it is, deliver stuff to you. No, it's interesting. It's white glove service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is for Aaron Rodgers. Come on, man. Everything is white gloves. Like the delicacy. We talked about this the other day. Like, I'm always worried. What is he thinking? Is he okay? What do you need?
Yeah.
Am I saying something wrong? Is my tone off? So, I mean, that's what you're seeing all across the board.
And an interesting choice of word, annoying. Is do you really feel like you would be annoying him by saying his name too many times, by reaching out to him too many? Like, if you really feel that way, then it's probably not a good situation.
Especially when the motivation is so clear. Like, we've all been in different situations in life. And I'm sure people have who are listening to us right now. Maybe it's at work. Maybe whatever it is. But someone in a position of authority is like, you know what they want. And now they have to give you all this BS song and dance and act all nice to you and everything. And you're like, I know what you want, right? I know what you want.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, course. You know exactly what you just said, Max. I already know what it is. So rather than you play the game, you might as well just say it.
Yeah, but like,
get it over
I don't know if you're Gutekunst, it's difficult because or LaFleur, because you want to let him know, yo, I'm not acting cool like this is a done deal, like I'm interested, but you also don't want to annoy him. I get it.
My question would be, how would you annoy him? Like, because what are you doing?
You don't know. We've all been in relationships like that before, where you're like, she hasn't talked to me in a day. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, hey, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. But you know everything ain't fine. Yeah, so then you're walking on eggshells. What are you talking about, Key, laughing around? You're walking on eggshells. We've all been there before in some form or fashion. You're trying to read the signs.
In New York, you ride the train all the time. You get someone's number on the subway back in the day, right? If you get their number, you're not calling for a week and a half, right? Like, you got to have some game.
You have
to wait like a good 10 days. Then thinking, they're never going to. Oh, wait.
But at some point, though.
When do you get tired of it?
Based on Aaron Rodgers' personality and what we've seen of him recently, if I, as a Green Bay Packer front office personnel guy, coach or whatever, don't reach out to him at some point, will that tick him off?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to walk that line.
So when do I... Like, if I'm not calling for 3 weeks.
It's a feel thing. You got to have – that's why – when someone says you got to have game, it doesn't just mean ignoring the other person. It means knowing when. You got to – it's a feel thing. Knowing when. Okay, I can't wait too long. I'm going to do it now.
Tom Clements, right there, quarterback coach. Like, he had significant say. They talked during that, so you give him space now.
Yeah.
Like, you let him be involved in the decisions that are important decisions. Well, and with the exception of that, you let it breathe.
Go ahead, told them already that he was going to make a decision sooner rather than later. So do you call him when you get back from the combine, reach out to him, hey, man, I just got back from the combine, or do you just let him make the decision? Because you're within that window now of him making a decision.
If it's me, I pick up the phone. I'm like, look, I'm just checking in. I'm not trying to, like, you know, I know what it is, but I'd be an idiot not to at least just call and check in. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, what's up?
In other words, they're not sleeping good at night.
No.
I don't like that, though. See, now that part makes me dislike the situation because you're stressing these coaches out.
You know what Mike T said?
What did Mike T say?
Yesterday on This Just In, handsome host, great new show, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. He's like a nervous tick now. He said that at this point, Rodgers is really hurting the team.
Sorry, you said
Mike Tannenbaum, Tomlin.
I'm thinking Mike Tomlin.
He said at this point, Aaron Rodgers is really hurting the team, and he's being selfish because they have so much to figure out.
But that's what I'm saying.
And he's holding them up.
But that's what I said. Yeah. Same thing about Tom Brady. In that salary cap situation,
the
team has a lot to figure out. You've got to make a decision sooner rather than later, and I think he will.
Coming up, what are the Lakers going to do with their roster this offseason? Didn't do anything at the deadline. You know what they did last offseason? You got another offseason coming up for the Lakers because, believe me, they ain't going to no finals this year. We're going to be talking about that next. It's Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without Anthony Davis, Max keeps saying Russell Westbrook is going to turn on the switch. He hasn't done it yet. I don't know when Max is going to give up on that.
It's going to probably rely on, you know, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and hopefully you get Davis back, you know, within the next month here.
All the things that everybody said could be the problems for this team have happened. But guess what? The team is way worse than I would have expected.
Just real quick, Max. Will and Max.
I can say it. So our argument was about, I think Kobe's skill package was a more refined, crystallized version of Michael Jordan. That's where I was going, right? Jay took all Michael Jordan's moves and made them slightly better. That did not equate to more championships, better records, any of that.
We're not talking about who's a better player. We're talking about, and so take talent out, take coaching out, take everything out, and just take who has skill for skill. I would say Kobe was the most skillful player of all time until maybe now Kyrie, who has even more ridiculous, you know, handles and everything.
All that,
but every generation, skills-wise, gets better than previous generations.
That's what I meant by slightly better player. Not saying I equate it to.
But see, when you say better player, I think, wait a minute, this dude can jump higher, run faster, has bigger hands, takes better shots, et cetera, et cetera. So skills,
skill to me means better player to a degree. Doesn't mean it equates to better winner.
Better results.
I didn't say better results.
You know what's interesting?
Skill package.
You know what's interesting? Let me tell you why I don't think that's. I think Kyrie's more skillful than James Harden, but James Harden has wisdom to deploy his skills more ideally at times than Kyrie Irving.
But Kyrie Irving has a championship,
no doubt.
So
James Harden never played with LeBron James.
No results. Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So Speaking of LeBron James, Lakers aren't good. Has anyone noticed this? They look like they didn't care in a blowout loss to the Pelicans over the weekend. They blew a fourth quarter lead to the Mavs two nights ago. It's clear they ain't going to win anything this year. You heard Kendrick Perkins on the way in, old sound, talking about Max keeps saying he's going to flip the switch in the second half. I was wrong. It never happened. Westbrook, every year, new teammates, new team, bad first half, great second half. His second half has been awful. But this really leads to the question, what do they do with this roster this upcoming offseason? Shaquille O'Neal says there's only one thing they can't do.
If you trade LeBron, you'll never win again. So you have to, you know, make a decision. If you put LeBron around the right guys, he's definitely going to win. So, you know, I think whoever put that team together needs to step up and try to fix it. And, you know, maybe the guys could try to salvage the season by just saying, hey, we got 20 games left. Let's just play hard every game and, you know, see where we can take it.
Jay, what should the Lakers do? How do they build around LeBron in the offseason?
Well, there are already reports out there that, you know, Russell Westbrook probably won't be a part of this team next year. So you'll see what you can get for him, even though it's a really high mark on what he's earning. But I start to wonder, like, you know, do you trade Anthony Davis and Russ? And I think AD, when healthy, could be part of a championship team. But Key, you and I talk all the time about durability. And the fact when you start looking at how many DMPs AD has had, it's just it's mind-boggling to me. So I'm not sure I can count on Anthony Davis being there and being dependable when I need him towards LeBron's final stretch if you're trying to keep him with the Lakers during that final stretch. Make sense?
No, it makes sense, but I wouldn't trade him. Clearly LeBron ain't going nowhere. I'll give him his extension this summer, let him build a team around him and AD and get rid of everything else and find, because there are players. If you scour the NBA.
I.e. like, Bradley Beal.
Yeah, there are players.
Bradley Beal.
Whether they're young players or veteran players like Bradley Beal, whatever the case is, there are players. But those two pieces are the cornerstones. The biggest thing that the Lakers did is they made a mistake with the age. They got rid of guys that was homegrown, the Carusos of the world. The Carusos of the world should still be a Laker. You have to figure out how to make that work.
When let's start.
That's
doing
just
it.
One
just,
guy.
Let's reverse engineer it a little bit, which is not exactly what that word means, but I'll use it this way, okay? Instead of looking for names, Jay, let's start with this. How, given the player LeBron is now and will be next year if you project it, what you think he'd probably be, forget about names, forget about what's on the roster now. What kind of team, ideally, would you put around
Milwaukee
him?
Bucks. Same way they built
shooters.
Around Giannis.
You want shooters around guys. LeBron.
Yes. And you need another playmaker.
You need
yes.
one more playmaker.
Yes.
And then shoot 3 and D's around them.
Yes.
As opposed to what they have now, which is Anthony Davis, who's a defensive stopper when he's healthy, and a guy who can score, but not a guy who puts it on the floor and creates the way.
Well, I don't know what this team was constructed to do, because they were getting a lot of bigs. They had DeAndre Jordan, Dwight Howard, AD. They were going to be a team that dominated you low on the blocks, yet they never operated by throwing the ball to the post.
You think,
right?
You think,
so like you get confused.
Instead of thinking player for player, because you could always do a three-team trade, how much I think of trade weight, like trade value. Can the trade value of Anthony Davis land you, say, Damian Lillard?
Potentially.
If the answer is yes to that,
you go get Dame.
You go get a
Dame.
You
That's why I said,
figure
AD's
out
in
a way to turn AD into Damian Lillard or someone like that really, really, really good.
Yeah. But Key, here's a question.
I like Jason Tatum, but that's me.
I like Jason Tatum too. I just don't think Boston would let him go, but I think he's in that conversation too. The question is, Key, if you were LeBron James and you had 2 years max in your career probably where you can play at a high level, we're talking about you'd be 39 years old.
Yeah.
Would you bet those 2 years on Anthony Davis?
I would have to bet those two
no,
years.
No. It could be whatever you want. Would you bet the last 2 years of your career on the health of Anthony Davis?
The answer is no.
I would not. No.
Why though? Because I got him with me. I'm the one who put the thing. I almost cursed. I'm the one who put it together.
I'm the one that put it together, and I'm the one that could take it apart to put together something else. If I have a last run, I don't know if I feel confident that I'll bet the last couple of years of my career on AD being durable. I love who he is as a talent. I know what he brings to the table when he's on the court. No. But I don't know if he could be on the court.
Well, see, you put me in a bad situation because I brought him. I took him from New Orleans and brought him to L.A. with me. Now you want me to just throw him to the curb.
What our mamas used to say? I brought you into this where I could take you out.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm just saying.
I'll give.
I can't do that.
Like, AD is only going to go to certain markets, too. So watch this. Hey, Knicks, give me every single thing you have that has any value. I'll give you Anthony Davis, and I'll take all the stuff that you gave me, and I'll go get Damian Lillard or whatever, right? Now I have LeBron in the other pillar, and now I'm looking for 3-and-D guys. There you go. That's a strategy.
But also, in that strategy, I got to think about the future, okay?
You just got Dame. If you get Dame.
Dame is getting up there in age, too, though, dog.
I think when LeBron says about what he says about draft picks, what he's saying is this.
No. I'm talking, when I say the future, Max, when LeBron's gone.
Yeah, but
I got to have a star. That's why I like a Jason Tatum, for instance.
I'm with you on Tatum.
Because now all of a sudden, Tatum's and he good, may yeah. not, you may not be able to wrestle him away from a Boston, but I need to be able to transition LeBron out. Mm-hmm. And I need a ticket seller.
I need a guy. Yeah.
Brown's
not that
guy. You got to remember, though, Jay.
Maybe.
You got to remember, the Lakers are always looking for a star.
Yeah.
They always.
But see, that's
always.
That's where I go. I know that Jaylen Brown is looked at differently than Jason Tatum because Jason can drop. So, but Jaylen Brown is a beast of a player, man.
You're like you a James Harden dude who, like, they don't – not I'm saying that the game is the same, but, like, actually he's even better than you realize.
Yeah, because you can – like, almost like Stanley Johnson tries to be that wing defender. You can say, all right, Jaylen, go guard him. Like, he'll be your best wing defender, can lock people down.
I like
And
Jaylen
also,
Brown
he can give you 25 points a night.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's efficient.
But when I transition out of LeBron
– he's a piece. He's not
– Okay, so he's a
piece.
I don't
know if he's the guy. You have to blossom into the guy. He's a chance to be, but he's not – my thing is, if you can add another guy, like a guy with Jaylen Brown as a piece, like
no
now
doubt.
With LeBron, now you're
That's
talking about youth and movement.
If you're talking about Bradley Beal, Jaylen Brown is younger than Bradley Beal and could be the hardest thing to find in the NBA to me are great two-way wings, right? Like, that's the thing you really want.
But see, y'all are right. Y'all talking about the LeBron effect right today. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about beyond LeBron, the way the Lakers think. I'm talking about the way the Lakers front office think.
You need
about,
a magnet.
You got to have a magnet. That's just what the Lakers, they're always looking for that
but
one
let me ask you this.
Guy.
I agree. But let me ask you, and the thing that was crazy about Dr. Buss, the owner, is that you know how hard it is to win, and let alone win trying to do it in a certain style, and he was able to do it. But let's just say, Key, that LeBron, you're the Lakers front office, you're Genie Buss, whatever. And LeBron comes to you and says, look, I know what the plan is around here. I know you want the next guy to take you. But in my career, my age, what I've done for this franchise, came here, won a championship, I can't make that a priority. And I need you to make a priority putting a winner around me now, whatever happens
in
the future.
And we can find that winner to put around you, but I need that winner to be able to transition. I asked Jay. Jay didn't give me an answer yet.
Lillard too old?
That's what I was asking.
He's 31.
Is that old? I said older.
LeBron's 37. I mean.
Yeah, but to bridge to the next era, maybe a little
Dame
too old.
Dame give you another 4 years, or 5 years?
Yeah.
4 or 5 after LeBron?
No, I'm saying from now.
From now at a high level.
So you're only going to get 2 after LeBron.
When is Booker getting to L.A.? That's what I want to know.
I mean, or Ball getting to L.A.,
Booker's interesting just because, I mean, you'll see how CP3 is handled down the stretch with his health.
Yeah, you know what, Key? Never mind what you said before, because go get Jaylen Brown. We all know what it is. It's going to be eventually LaMelo Ball and Devin Booker in L.A.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Eventually, but that's not going to happen
for a while.
So in the meantime, Jaylen Brown makes a lot of sense.
LaMelo's going to get that rookie extension. They ain't going to let him go.
Jaylen Brown, enough of a playmaker, off the bounce, off the dribble.
I don't know about
what I mean? He's really a three
that's
on
why
the
I say
Lakers.
You need a playmaker.
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers would get rid of AD, though. I don't think they
dealt so much for him. That would probably be their only reason. But that's why I asked you that question. Hypothetically, if you're LeBron, you got another 2-3 years max left. Are you
because
betting
of the
reason on AD?
But the relationship is so strong with AD and LeBron, I don't know that LeBron would do that. I don't know that LeBron would do that.
Look, man.
I get
I care about you.
I get what you said.
Same work.
But it just – it.
Hey, you know what might
it's
make some sense?
It's hard to do that.
They wouldn't because of the relationships you're pointing out.
The relationship.
But the relationships would stop this, right? But, in fact, Kyrie can play in half the games. AD's eligible to play in all the games. LeBron needs another playmaker with him. The Nets, if they played Ben Simmons at the point, KD on the wing, and AD as their big,
no.
would be impossible.
No. I do not think.
So you think Kyrie to L.A.?
There is no ounce in me.
That LeBron would want to
deal with it. That's why I said the relationship would end it. It
on
wouldn't happen.
On both sides.
Right. That's what I just
that
said.
LeBron would want to deal with it, nor would Kyrie.
100%. But from a pure basketball point of view, Jay, does it make sense?
Oh, it makes all the sense in the world, but from an ego perspective, it makes zero sense.
Never. It just wouldn't happen.
I don't know if Kyrie would even fit in L.A. like that, though.
Kyrie and LeBron in L.A. would be the biggest story in sports.
I'm just talking about in L.A. Would he fit in L.A.?
Eccentric.
Yeah.
Live up in the
hills
somewhere. Yeah. Ain't nobody ever. Yeah, he would fit. Ain't nobody ever
you
see
think
him.
So?
Yeah, TMZ, you see him walking down the street in his robe. Yeah,
he philosophizes
in his robe.
You see him, yeah.
Yeah, the camera would get him going into an SUV. He's philosophizing about something. Yeah, it fits in L.A.
perfectly.
Like a glove. Yeah.
What do you talk about?
See, from a basketball point of view, it makes sense. But the relationships of
we
AD and LeBron
though,
and
man.
Then Kyrie and KD. Too
when you
much.
Do too much, we get tired of you in L.A.
Yeah,
when you
but
be
they
doing
keep
too
reporting
much.
On it.
Like who?
They keep reporting on
just
it.
Just when people do it like Kyrie doing, he be doing a lot.
What do you mean?
Shaq did a lot.
No, but the Diesel was lovable, right?
Tommy Lasorda did a lot.
The Diesel was like a big teddy bear, funny dude,
yeah.
riding around in a little bitty sports car with his head out the roof. I mean, that's,
Kanye
you know.
Doing too much, and he still seems to be always on it.
Yeah, that's a different conversation.
I think Kyrie would fit in L.A. Yeah.
His post, though, that's a whole other conversation.
I think Kyrie would fit in L.A.
Yeah. You think so?
And I think AD would fit on the Nets. I don't
yeah,
know about New York, but on
no,
the Nets.
That would never happen.
It would never happen. I'm just musing.
I know.
Be interesting. What's the holdup with Aaron Rodgers making a decision on his future? Let's be the first show to ask, guys, what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. No one's asked that provocative question before. We're going to be the first ones to ask it and answer it.
It was an eventful week around the Packers.
Not the highest paid player by a little, by a wide margin. He doesn't want to just be at the top by a few million. It's got to be significant.
General manager Brian Gutekunst tells us that he doesn't want to trade Aaron Rodgers, and that if Rodgers plays in 2022, he wants it to be here.
I would start with his legacy. You play at Lambeau Field, but guess what? That's going to be located at Rodgers Boulevard, and we're going to do everything within reason and then some for you to retire and retire as an all-time great.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, and ESPN NFL Insider.
Acon, huh?
Dan Graziano joins the show. You know how sometimes he's ready, sometimes he's not, guys. We have to make sure. Dan, are you ready?
I am always ready.
How's the combine?
Regardless of what you've heard.
How's the combine treating you, Dan?
You know, it's bizarre, man. It's like nothing ever happened. Like, there's everybody's out. Like, there's no masks on. Like, people are crowded into the restaurants and stuff. I mean, like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. This was the last place everything was normal before the world shut down 2 years ago. So, I guess it's fitting that we're picking back up.
That's great. State of the Union. No one had masks on. Maybe we're really coming out of this thing.
Yeah, hope so.
Significance in LaFleur saying Rodgers was a big influence in the Packers hiring Tom Clemens. What was the significance there, Dan?
I mean,
really
trying
know
to
that was
get
a
Aaron
question
to come
or
back.
A statement, Dan.
Why hasn't why hasn't Rodgers, do you think, decided on his future yet? What's going on?
I mean, because he's a pain in the butt. Like, I don't know. Like, he's a mercurial sort of fellow. Like, he's what did Mark Murphy call him? A complicated fellow. I think that's certainly borne itself out. And, I mean, he's got time. He's taking time. And you know, in the meantime, the Packers are operating. You know, they're doing stuff they have to do in terms of shedding cap space and all that kind of stuff, but or creating cap space. But, you know, they want him back, and they have a plan for if he comes back and a plan for if he doesn't. And so far, nobody's missed a deadline.
Yeah, but when do you think – I know it's the hardest question going, though – Dan, but when do you think he makes this decision? Because a couple weeks ago, he said he didn't want to hold them up from doing their off-season business, but it certainly seems like he's holding them up.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's not. Like I said, they've been able to do their restructures and stuff that they need to do. And, you know, the next big date is next Tuesday, the 8th, when that's the last day they can franchise Davante Adams, which I expect they will, unless they come to agreement on a long-term deal between now and then, which doesn't seem likely. And then after that, it's the 16th, which is the start of the league year. That's when they have to be under the cap. And to get under the cap, no matter what else they do, they're going to have to restructure Aaron's contract or extend it. You know, he's got a $46 million cap hit, and that's not going to work for anybody. So that's the date. I mean, if it's not done by March 16th, then he really is messing with me.
Yeah, so you talk about another quarterback, though, in Jimmy Garoppolo. What's the story? What's the story with him? Is he getting traded? Is he staying? Is he going? Or are we going to talk about him for another 6 months?
Look, I mean, the plan is that he's going. I mean, they want to trade him, and they thought that they would do it easily. But then this surgery he's got to have on his throwing shoulder is going to complicate that. Honestly, like, it's just going to be – it's going to set back the plan. And after he has the surgery, which he's supposed to have in the next week, he's not going to be able to throw for 4 months. And so, you know, that puts you in late June, early July. If you're trading for him, you know, you're not going to see him till training camp in terms of being on the field. So it may affect how much they can get for him. It may affect the number of teams that are interested. So they, you know, they're going to move ahead with their plan, but it's not going to be as easy for the 49ers, and they may end up having to wait until the summertime to deal him.
Dan, if that trade does go down, what do you think is the most likely landing spot for Jimmy G?
I mean, look, I mean, Washington makes a lot of sense. Here in Indianapolis makes some sense. You know, it really just comes down to who thinks that they're, you know, who thinks that they have a roster good enough that, you know, I don't want to, I mean, like I say, prop him up. He's not a bad player, but he's not a, you know, he's not a quarterback you win because of. He's a quarterback you can win with. So, you know, I think it's got to be a team that has a strong roster and feels like they're a quarterback away from being a real contender. And there are a lot of teams out there like that. Pittsburgh feels that way. The Saints feel that way. So, yeah, I think it's pretty hard to handicap, especially in light of the, you know, the news about the surgery the last couple of days.
Given that line of analysis, which I agree with, Dan, it would seem that the closer a team is to being really, really good and all they need is a quarterback, the more they'd want Garoppolo. The farther away, it seems to me, the more you'd want a guy who's a little more dynamic, like, say, Russell Wilson. When you survey the landscape, who do you think is closest? In other words, who doesn't need quite as much at quarterback, and therefore Jimmy G would make the most sense?
I think the Colts, I think they're a team that feels like they're, you know, it would be their fifth different starting quarterback in 5 years. I'm not sure how much they would consider Garoppolo an upgrade over Carson Wentz. Maybe he's a little more reliable, but
make better decisions under pressure, obviously.
Yeah, ideally, yeah. Well, right, he didn't throw left-handed out of the end zone and all that kind of stuff. Sure,
that's a good idea.
But you know, I mean, yeah, I think that's the team that first jumped to mind. And Washington again feels like they have a strong defense and a real number one receiver. And they could be a contender in their division if they added a guy like that. So those are the kinds of teams you're looking at.
Dan Graziano joining us from Indianapolis Combine this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dan, you're running around the Combine collecting all sorts of juicy, gossipy information to deliver to us. Tell us what the Eagles are thinking about with Jalen Hurts. They got 3 picks in the first round.
Yeah.
What are they? Are you hearing any whispers about, oh, well, we might take a look at this instead of Jalen Hurts, or take a look at that?
Yeah, I mean, publicly, they've come out very strongly backing Jalen Hurts, and they did it again yesterday, both coach and GM. I mean, look, I know they've poked around. You have 3 first-round picks. You owe it to yourself to find out what's out there. And I think, you know, if Russell Wilson were to become available and signal that that's a place he wanted to go, then I think they could get interested in that, right? I think if the Deshaun Watson situation were to clear up, and he were to signal that that's a place he wanted to go, I think they could get interested in that. But I don't know that they're interested in moving off of Jalen Hurts for, you know, one of the lesser, you know, or less high-end options. I think those 2 guys, and I guess throw Rodgers in there if he becomes available, you know, are guys that would pique their interest. But I don't think they're out there going, oh, we got to upgrade from Jalen Hurts at all costs. Like, I wouldn't expect them to try and to go off of Jalen Hurts for, you know, Garoppolo or Jameis Winston, or, I mean, you can like those guys better if you want, but I don't think, you know, by enough to justify that. I think they've seen enough from Hurts to think that they can build on it, and he's got a lot of talent, and they can win with him.
That's Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen, who was born ready. Thank you, Dan.
All right, DG.
My pleasure.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time to play Take It or Shake It. James, take it away.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
Hi.
Hi, James.
Extra mayo for me, please.
Every time.
Wow.
Hold the tomatoes.
Wow. What?
Man.
What, you don't even know where that reference is from, James.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so why would you say, oh, wow?
I don't know.
Because Yates is laughing in the background?
Yeah, Yates is like screaming laughing up here. So I just figured it was an insult.
No.
That's like baseline from you guys.
Baseline for you guys?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, there.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
Okay.
You guys. All right.
Take it or shake it. It's brought to you by
Radio
Granger.
Guys. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers will at some point get annoyed at Matt LaFleur texting him too much this offseason. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Because
he's not going to text him. He just said he don't want to, you know, get in the way to a point where he's going to annoy him. So between now and the 16th of March, he probably sends him one text.
You know what you got to do, though? He's got to slide into his DMs.
Shut up, Max.
Oh, what did I say?
Why stop? I would really
slide.
Think that these could be segments. If we actually got the screen grabs of the text messaging conversations between Coach LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, I really think it would be exciting just to pay attention to. Like, what was it? Just like a wavy giffy? Like, hi, I'm here. Just let me know whatever you need. No response.
Thinking of you.
No response.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Another question. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Are you okay? Anything you need? No response.
Checking in. Hitting from a blocked number, huh?
Just checking in.
That line.
Just checking in. Had to talk to you in a couple days. Want to make sure everything's good.
And then you see the bubbles come up for Aaron Rodgers, and then no reply. It just disappears.
That'd be the worst. All right, take it or shake it. Kyler Murray will demand a trade this offseason.
Shake it! Yeah, I think it's all, what do they call it, huff and puff. Whatever. I think it's
puff, puff, pass.
I think it's gonna be one of those deals. Diana Rossini reported the other day that Kyler Murray, you know, if things didn't go well, him and his representatives could potentially ask for a trade in the next couple weeks. Guess what? He's not getting a deal in the next couple weeks.
What's bizarre about this to me is Kyler Murray, his agent, his coach, and they have the same agent, and they're kind of tied at the hip, him and coach, you'd think. Just got a deal. That suggests that they are going to give him a deal. So why the desperation to do it at this moment?
I have zero idea. If I knew Max and Jay, I could tell you no player coming out of his third year has gone to a team when they immediately became eligible to get an extension and say, you got to do me right now in 3 weeks.
Well, if you're tired of Cliff Kingsbury, just wait. Just wait now.
Just wait.
Because, well, they made the threat before. And then Cliff Kingsbury and the GM got their extension, so
it's easy to do them.
It's coming.
It's easy to do them. No, Jay's right. Key salary cap
Jay's problems. Right. Now let's see what Kyler Murray does. Coach, your coach just got an extension. If he keeps making noise, then it's like there's something wrong with this.
But if we got the same agent, Max, I know your deal.
Right.
It's coming.
Right, it's coming. So now he should pipe down. Let's see.
You got the same agent. Yeah. Exactly. You knew Cliff Kingsbury was getting the deal. I don't know what – who knows? Maybe he woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right. Next up from our previous discussion at 7 o'clock, Kobe Bryant is a more skilled player than MJ. Take it or shake it.
Kobe Bryant is – see, I can't touch that. Y'all got to do that.
Can't touch it.
I'll take it because Jay explained what he meant, and I'll take it.
Shake it.
Nope, not saying it.
I'm shaking it.
I'm taking it.
But every generation, the best players improve on the skills of the previous generations. But skill alone doesn't make you better if the other dude is more effective. You have to know how to deploy your skill. You have to combine it with physical gifts.
Kobe Bryant took what he took from Michael Jordan and refined it to a different level.
Yes.
Just like all athletes.
Like Kyrie took from Kobe.
That's just what they do.
I think Kyrie's more skilled than anyone who ever lived, but I wouldn't say he's the best.
I would never have Kobe ahead of MJ in the GOAT conversation. I would never have it. Right?
Who did that?
Huh?
Who did that?
No, but I think people misinterpret what I say by saying he's more skilled, by saying he's better.
You're talking about there's a difference.
Skill aspect of the game, the fine nuances of the game.
There's a difference between skill and talent and effectiveness just skill he's talking about.
All I know is I grew up with both of them, and MJ has some it.
Yes.
And Kobe has some it.
Yeah.
That's
a separate conversation. Yeah.
With that.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. One more from me. The Lakers will trade both Russell Westbrook, that's hard to say, and Anthony Davis this season. Take it or shake it.
Shake it! Westbrook for sure going to be on the move. That's the one thing that I can say about Rob Pelinka. When it comes to moving pieces, he's done a tremendous job as a general manager being able to do that.
I agree with you. They will not trade AD, but they should look at trading AD. See what the market gives the Lakers for Anthony Davis.
If it were me, I would trade both. Mm-hmm. I agree with Jay, though. I think they'll trade Westbrook and not AD, but I think they have to. I think they should do both.
Wait. Jay.
Yeah.
Take her to shake it. James has seen Undercover Brother.
Well, I shake it. No way he hasn't seen Undercover Brother.
Keyshawn ain't seen Undercover Brother.
Max hasn't seen it either.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you didn't get the extra mayo reference either.
I didn't see it.
The white cheetah.
Take it or shake it. James has seen Beat Street.
Shake it.
You saw Beat Street back in the day.
James,
of course you did.
I was just thinking when you said that, I'm like, is that out again?
No. I'm just trying to think of the movie that at a certain age you would definitely have seen.
Hey, James, you got to go watch Undercover Brother. Come on.
All right, I'll.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So much more coming up on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.